I'm Mark Hovland with the Daily Crypto Report from Money Watch Radio. Not a believer in cryptocurrency? Thomas Fry is. Fry makes his living as someone who predicts future trends, and he sees digital currencies replacing national currencies in little more than a decade from now. Not only are cryptocurrencies here to stay, Fry tells Money Magazine he expects them to displace about a quarter of the world's sovereign currencies by the year 2030. Fry says he's speaking to the Federal Reserve on the issue of cryptocurrencies later this year. After that lunch-losing sell-off in January, the global cryptocurrency market finished February by evening out risk-wise. Price of Bitcoin and other prominent digital currencies continued to steadily rise. Analysts say the cryptocurrency market got spooked as regulators in a number of countries started talking about slapping on new regulations. However, that now seems to be off the table. Based on the current political and regulatory climate, it isn't expected that any overarching policies that could affect the market will be implemented in the near future. Bitcoin has recovered nicely, trading around the $11,000 level. As election season gets closer, look for more politicians to jump on the crypto bandwagon. Republican Andrew Hemingway started the trend in 2014. Hemingway was introduced to Bitcoin as a tech entrepreneur. At 32, he became the youngest gubernatorial candidate in New Hampshire history and the first to accept Bitcoin contributions. In 2018, other candidates, especially younger candidates, are expected to follow suit. Cryptocurrencies appear to go hand-in-hand with video games. A survey by Worldwide Asset Exchange shows gamers increasingly prefer to pay with digital currency. An incredible 55% of millennial gamers said they have already used cryptocurrencies. The authors say the global nature of the online video gaming community, coupled with the tech savviness of the millennial generation, means the adoption rate of cryptocurrencies within video gaming should only increase with time. That's the Daily Crypto Report from Money Watch Radio. I'm Mark Huffman.